Tuberculosis, I think you're pretty good on that, but can you just remind me the screening test is what?
Screening test is a PPD.
Okay, and then if, let's say the PPD is negative, what do you do?
PPD is negative repeat in 2 weeks.
Yeah, at least 1 week.
One
Two
to two weeks? Okay.
2 weeks is correct, but at least you need to wait a week. Okay.
Repeat. I was going to ask you, I'm not good at, I don't think I'm good at the active. Latent I got, but the active has been an issue.
Okay, we're gonna get there. So you have a positive PPD. Next best step.
Positive, you want to do a chest x-ray.
Okay, chest X-ray negative. Answer.
Treat platelet, INH plus B6. Yeah, B6 for 9 months.
Good. So if you have a positive PPD followed by a negative chest X-ray, answer is treat for latent TB, as you just said, or give TB prophylaxis. Same thing. Same thing.
The
Okay. Interchangeable. Now, the answer on the USMLE is isoniazid for 9 months plus B6, as you said. B6 is also known as pyridoxine. So 9 months isoniazid plus pyridoxine. Okay. Now, just to be clear, you can also give rifampin alone for 4 months. And you can also give isoniazid plus rifapentine plus B6 for 3 months. Now, I tell you those three because the exam is evolving and that you're going to be on the way to step three as well. You should just be aware that those are all acceptable prophylaxis regimens, but I would guess that 9 times out of 10, it's going to be isoniazid 9 months. Okay. Okay. So now you said active. So if you have positive chest X-ray, what do you do?
We treat for active disease,
Right,
which
which
would
is.
be right, but I forget. Like the, I always do RI. I think it, like, correct me if I'm wrong. Is it ripe total 4 months and then RI 2 months?
Ripe 2 months,
Just,
and then RI for 4 more months, and obviously B6. You need to know for the USMLE that history of BCG vaccine does not change your management.
Okay.
Okay, so this is really stupid, but like if they tell you, dude from Indonesia has had a history of BCG at the age of 1 and another BCG at the age of 10, and he has a positive PPD and he has a negative chest X-ray, what's the answer on the USMLE?
Treat for latent.
Correct. Okay, so isoniazid 9 months. Absolutely outrageous, because in real life, people don't actually do that. But it's the correct answer on the USMLE. In real life, you need to know that if someone has a history of a BCG, rather than doing the PPD test, you just do interferon gold, which is the interferon gamma release assay. You don't do both. You do one or the other.
You
So
do one or
the PPD, there's a false positive possibility.
another.
It's not a guarantee. So the thing is, if you do a PPD in someone who has a history of BCG, you get a positive. It's not a guarantee that they don't actually have the disease. They could. It's not a guarantee, it's a false positive. So you have to treat them. Epidemiologically, it's worse to miss somebody who has a real positive TB diagnosis. It's worse to miss that person and to have the effects in the community than it is just to, deleteriously have them experience isoniazid for 9 months. Okay. Now, but as I said, in real, it, when people ask, like, well, what about like interferon gamma release assay? If they were to ever ask you that on the exam, and I don't think they will, it would be if somebody comes in for TB screening as a history of BCG, rather than doing a PPD test, you do the interferon gamma release assay because it's not going to cause a false positive. In real life, what people tend to do is they'll have a PPD done, it'll be positive, they have a history of BCG, and they have a negative chest x-ray, and rather than taking isoniazid for 9 months, which is the correct sequence, they'll just have a they'll just go in for interferon gamma release assay in sequence, and it'll be negative. And they're like, well, my PPD was positive, but my interferon gamma release assay was negative, so I'm just not going to take the isoniazid. That's the wrong way to do things.
Okay.
Can you tell me, like, in terms of 5, 10, 15, what's considered, for millimeters, what's considered positive? Okay. Start with 5.
Okay. 5 is positive in HIV, immunosuppressed people. 10 is positive in healthcare workers.
So I'm going to be an asshole and just stop you there. So 5, yes, HIV. Yes, immunosuppressed, like organ transplant recipients. If you're on fucking cyclosporin or tacrolimus and you have a 5 millimeters positive, okay, so 5 millimeters is considered positive. Organ transplant recipients, and they're on immunosuppressants. Chronic steroid users, that one's more subjective, but like if you're on like SLE, chronic prednisone for 10 years, that's going to be considered positive.
Okay.
Calcifications on chest x-ray, and also recent exposure to someone with active TB. That's 5.
Okay.
10?
10 is healthcare workers, prisons, also people with chronic disease states. Okay. Am I missing anything?
Immigrants.
Oh, yeah, immigrants.
And children under the age of 4. Yeah. Everybody else is 15. When we say chronic disease states for 10, that's more of a gray area as well. Don't worry, though. The USMLE is not going to be pedantic on that front. It's not going to be like, oh, they have a heart disease, so it's 10. It's not like that. Okay. It might be someone who's like sickle cell, who's immunosuppressed, and this and that. It's subjective in that front. But you don't worry, the USMLE is not going to go there. They're just going to be like, you have an immigrant who has 12 millimeters. It's clearly positive. Or you have a healthcare worker who's 13 millimeters. Her previous PPD 2 years ago was 8 millimeters. Okay, that's what they're going to do. And you need to know that the induration is what you count. Don't count erythema. So if they say healthcare worker, induration, 12 millimeters, erythema, 17 millimeters, you're like, well, it's still positive at 12, but, you know, the erythema it's irrelevant. And then BCG vaccine, just as you know, live attenuated, and only given in endemic areas. Can't give it to immunocompromised patients. BCG vaccine can be given intracystically in the bladder for very superficial transitional cell carcinoma. That was really high yield on my urology rotation. I did 2 weeks of urology in fourth year, and like literally every fucking day, I'd get like quizzed on that. You need to know it can be given in the bladder, injected in the bladder to treat bladder cancer. But you and I did a surgery question before where if you have a superficial transitional cell carcinoma, the answer is just endoscopic resection.
Yeah.
Okay.